broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. For HIMSS 15 Venture Plus Forum, it's This Just In. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor Justin Barnes.
And now we're coming towards the end of our show. However, very exciting to announce my next guest, Raul Jain from Tower View Health. Thank you very much for joining me. And also, my very good friend, Howard Bird Esquire, is joining us right now. Howard's actually the founder of the Venture Forum. He's been doing this, I think, 6 years ago you founded this, Howard?
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
This is a decade of Venture Plus. How about that?
We couldn't be more blessed in the industry for it.
Well, I quite agree.
There you go. Well, Howard, thank you very much. And Raul, thank you very much for joining me. So I do want to get to this really quickly. So Raul Jain in Tower View Health, you just won the Venture Forum Plus deal flow out there?
That's correct, yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you. Feels great.
That's awesome. So how did that actually, all the judges voted, and you, how did it work?
Well, we discussed each of the companies and talked about the solution that they have to offer. We also talked about their current capitalization, their plans, their revenues. And we also gave it a gut check, which is, would you put your own money into this one? I think it's fair that about half of the companies we agreed would be worthy of investment, which is terrific.
Yeah.
I mean, the really good companies that we thought very highly of. With Tower View, we thought this is a pressing problem. There are a number of different solutions out there, but we thought this was clearly a better mousetrap.
Fantastic. Raul, so tell me about your company, please. And obviously, what just won? Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So Tower View Health helps chronically ill patients manage complex medication regimens. And what we do is we work with pharmacies to send patients pre-filled medication trays with all their medications that fit into our proprietary connected pill box, the same way a K-cup fits into a Keurig coffee machine. So you get these trays in the mail, and it inserts into this pill box that can sense when you take your medication. It'll send patients automated reminders, a simple phone call, a text message, an email. And then for patients without a smartphone, the pillbox itself has lights and alarms that will go off. We sell this to insurance companies, and then they give this to their patients for free.
Wow. Excellent. So what are the exact devices that they would have in their homes? Is it basically that's the pillbox that's...
Yeah, absolutely. So the pillbox is standalone. So it's cellular connected. Okay. So a patient does not need to hook this up to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. It works right out of the box.
Okay.
And then the insurance company would provide the pillbox. And then we would also have our pharmacy partners provide the medication trays. So the patient does not need to do anything else.
Fantastic. So before we dive too deep into your company, is this your first year at HIMSS? Or?
This is my first day at HIMSS.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. This is actually my 17th year here at HIMSS, and we don't want to say how long Howard's been going to HIMSS.
Well, it was rough this morning when Jeremy Bonfini described me as the grandfather of business programming at HIMSS. That is very rough. I don't think he intended it that way, but... I don't mind being a veteran or a sage voice in the industry.
I started when I was 4.
So. That must be it.
Fantastic. So tell me, first of all, where were you guys out of?
So we're based in Philadelphia.
Okay, excellent. And what do you, beyond winning today, what was your goal? So you're raising a seed round, a Series A. Where are you right now in your fundraising?
So we're still a very early stage company. We've only been around for a year.
Okay.
We just got the product ready to go. We've been beta testing it in Philadelphia for about a month. We're starting a paid pilot with Independence Blue Cross and Penn Medicine.
Excellent.
So it's a fully funded randomized controlled trial with Independence Blue Cross and Penn Medicine, and that starts actually this week. So we're really excited about that. But in terms of fundraising, we're raising a $1 million seed round right now. We have about half of it committed. But I guess my goal for kind of this week is just meeting with really smart providers and health plans and just trying to like a better understanding of what else is out there.
Excellent. So are you doing convertible note?
So that's where it's headed right now. Ideally, we'd love to do convertible debt.
Okay. Excellent. Do you guys have a booth?
So we have a table. I don't think we can afford a booth.
That's cool.
But we have a table as part of the startup showcase.
Do you know the number?
I don't. I wish I did.
That's okay.
You are clearly a rookie at HIMSS. You have to know where
it's
your
his first day. We're
going
to give him a pass.
I'm a little overwhelmed right now. So.
But we will check. We do want to go. So for all my audience and everybody listening, Tower View Health, we certainly want to go to your table. But tell me exactly where the table is.
I don't even know, to be honest with you.
It's in the startup showcase.
Yes, startup showcase, yes.
Yeah. And if I may expound on the startup showcase, that was an idea that HIMSS brought to bear last year at HIMSS. And it effectively brings the emerging businesses together in one place. Frankly, if you are an emerging healthcare business, that's where you want to be. That's where the investor traffic is. And last year, what we saw, again, the first time we tried it, was a steady flow of strategics and ventures and angels, because those are the companies they want to see. What's new? What's exciting? Not that the rest of the HIMSS trade show floor isn't great, but it's not new.
Right.
And this is what's new. And this really is the new generation of healthcare technology and leadership. So I think it's great that Tower View is going to be there. Mm-hmm. I think it's great there are going to be another 100-plus companies there as well. I think the original goal was 200.
Just in this startup?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
wow. That's a lot.
As a single entity, it's the largest subsection of the trade show floor. And again, a terrific and exciting place to be. We also have, and this is important, we also have a stage there where companies present.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue our programming for HIMSS Business Education. Tomorrow, Ivo Nelson and I will be discussing his 12-step process for entrepreneurs. Not how to be cured, but how to actually do it.
I don't think there's a cure for what people like us have.
No, I mean, that's the whole point, that there is a personality type that simply can't go work for a big company. There's a reason that I have my own boutique building healthcare businesses, and there's a reason that healthcare entrepreneurs are generally serial entrepreneurs. Because once you start doing it, it's pretty much the only thing you can do. That's good and bad.
Correct.
You're trapped.
Good and bad.
But it's a great place and a great industry in which to be trapped. Yep. On Tuesday, and I think this is really important for the listening audience, we are going to have a session Tuesday afternoon with Alex Precker, who is a crowdfunder with Keiretsu Forum and Our Crowd. And Frank Ballantyne, who is a lawyer in Chicago, who is an SEC expert, on the new Reg A Plus, which effectively allows young companies to go public with a lower threshold of oversight. So companies that had been seeking funding through venture or private equity may instead choose to go public. It's a different approach. I'm not certain that it's right. In fact, I'm certain it isn't
right
for every company.
That's right, yeah.
But we are going to have the first program in America, let alone within the healthcare industry, on a reg that was published less than 10 days
ago. Yeah, exactly.
And so we're really excited about that, because we want the healthcare entrepreneurs to understand the spectrum of opportunities with respect to capitalization. And this is an opportunity to do that, again, at the Startup Showcase Tuesday afternoon.
Very cool. So, Raul, first of all, you're in a phenomenal area. The Startup Showcase, I was there last year. So much energy. You're going to get a lot of traffic. You get a lot of attention. You're already getting it now. You're on the air. You're live. So tell us about some recent just announcements that you guys have had, or just some recent traction that you guys have gone through.
Yeah. So as far as what we're doing right now, I mean, I mentioned that we're starting the pilot with Independence Blue Cross and Penn Medicine. That's huge for us. It's essentially a six-month, 150-patient clinical trial. So we're really measuring the outcomes of using our medication adherence service. It's huge for us, and we can't wait to get that started.
Sure.
As far as kind of other items, like, we are raising that seed round, but we have kind of finalized contracts with about seven different national pharmacies, which would allow us to kind of scale and provide pharmacy fulfillment in our adherence service anywhere in the country. So that's great for us as we're approaching health plans and really just trying to sell our services. But, our whole team's been working really hard. They couldn't be here today, but we have two phenomenal engineers as well as another medical lead.
Someone's actually got to work. You know?
I guess I can't be the only one having all the fun.
Correct.
Things are moving really well. We've only been at this for about a year. But those guys are brilliant, and we've come a long way since we started.
So what's your background and that got you into this specific space?
So my background specifically, I did management consulting out of undergrad, so I graduated from Duke in 2012.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Big win.
What's interesting is that I actually grew up in Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
So
the irony.
Yeah, all my buddies from back home.
Oh, my goodness.
It was pretty
Who are you rooting for?
Oh, Duke.
Okay.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
All right.
The reason we started the company was actually because my co-founder and college roommate, Nick, was diagnosed with leukemia after graduation. So he went from being completely healthy to being on 10 meds a day after his treatment was finally over. And, you know, Nick was, he was young, he was obviously very smart, and ironically, his father was an oncologist, so he understood why he was taking his meds, but he really struggled to be adherent on his regimen, and we thought, you know, if Nick can't do it, how's an 85-year-old Medicare patient supposed to do it? And so, that was kind of the motivation for us starting this company and kind of what got us all involved. As far as our engineers, we have one brilliant electrical engineer and a brilliant computer science major from Duke who does our programming. So we definitely have a well-rounded team that's able to make this happen.
Fantastic. And my producer just tapped me on the shoulder. I know that we're live. And so we're still live, I assume? Excellent. All right. Because we're over our 90-minute limit. But we've had a lot of fun today. This is, just a great program, a big program. We had a lot of fun guests. So, Raul, I want to thank you very much for coming today. I wish you all the best success with your company, Tower View Health. And just this is your first day at HIMSS, so just hold on. And as I tell everybody, HIMSS is what you make it. You will achieve all your goals at HIMSS. It's just, be thoughtful with your time. You're going to have a lot of attention over the next couple of days, and just enjoy every second because it's fun. It's every year this comes around, and we just love it, and it's just boundless opportunity.
No, so I appreciate that. I can't wait.
You got it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Raul, Jane from Tower View Health, thank you, my friend. And Howard, I appreciate you. First of all, the only reason we're here live today is because of you. You reached out to me a couple months ago and just said, hey, Justin, why don't you bring your radio show and broadcast live? So not only was it a great opportunity, broadcasting live for the Venture Plus Forum, but as you know and we've discussed, this is the first live radio broadcast from HIMSS annual conference ever.
Well, as I told you, first of all, thank you for bringing the radio show to us. It's a great show, and we're glad we could be a part of it. Second thing is, listen, we're only 100 years behind Marconi here at HIMSS, which is supposed to be a technology organization. Now that we're catching up a little bit, I think it's terrific. It's terrific that the messages of healthcare innovation and improving healthcare and outcomes for people can get out through all media in an unvarnished way. And with you leading the discussion makes a huge difference. And we really appreciate that, Justin. So thank you.
Thank you, Howard, my friend. Well, thank you, everybody. We are at time. We're a little over time, but that's a live broadcast. We've enjoyed it. Phenomenal. Again, Howard, thank you very much. This is a wonderful opportunity for us all. Thank you very much, Stone and the Business Radio X team. You guys are wonderful. And we're going to sign off. Have a terrific week, everybody.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.